Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Praise God. Anybody here, the devil trying to tell you you're nobody and you're worthless and you got all these issues and, you know, one thing and another, trying to tear us down, trying to take away our confidence. Thank God. My confidence has nothing to do, or my basis for confidence has nothing to do with who I am and what I am and all any of those things. Thank God for His wonderful plan and purpose. Well, as is often the case, I've had a lot of thoughts, and I'm just asking the Lord to direct and organize, because they're usually a whole lot more than you could think about getting out in one message. But anyway, I think I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 1. You know, what we've just been singing about has everything to do with who we are in the Lord. And, you know, I see the wisdom of God expressed in Paul's writings, particularly in this book, because he spends so much time talking about who we are. What is the real foundation of who we are and what our life in this world is about, what our destiny is? You know, if you don't get that right, it's pretty tough to go on into, okay, now here's how you're supposed to live. I need a foundation for that, because there's nothing in me that's good or capable of any of that. And I know, I would highly recommend this particular passage that we read so many times, but to reread this every time that you are struggling, every time that you have doubts, every time there's an attack of the enemy, we need to go back to the reality of who we are. Because who we are is not based upon who we are as natural people. It's based on a purpose of God, and that's what he gets into. And you could take almost any verse in here and make a message out of it. I'm going to just try to move through it because I want to get to something. But anyway, beginning in verse 3, after the greeting, he says this: Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, what about him? Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So he starts right off with the fact that everything we need is already there. It's been given to us. He has blessed us. And it's a past tense thing. He's not waiting for me to meet a certain standard and then, okay, I'll give you something. This has been given to us. Thank God. Do we realize that in a practical sense? You know, it's one thing to realize the theology of this and the truthfulness of the theology, but for me to be able to take it out on Monday morning and walk in it, that's what I need. Amen. Yeah, praise God. For he chose us in him, when we measured up, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. My God, what an amazing statement that is. For God to even know about us, let alone say, that one's mine. Now, this is a God who is able to look into the future. He knows the future from the past. Everything is history to him. It's as real as if it's already happened. We're the ones who are living out that history. But with God, he is able to see down the stream of time. He knows the choice of every human being. He knows how to weave it all together so that we have responsibility, and yet God has sovereignly purposed to see a plan happen. And that's what he's trying to get across, that the foundation is not that I chose him and, oh God, I better hang on, I better do everything right. Yes, God wants us to live a certain way, but the foundation is not commandments and depending upon some virtue in me and some strength in me. I don't have it, folks. And I discover that, and I suspect many of you do too as well. I discover that more and more the further I go. Amen. The Lord has ways of showing us our need, and he allows us to sometimes fall in the mud, not because he's mad at us, but because he loves us enough to say, you thought you were doing so good in your own strength. I need to show you the truth here. Need to remind you who I am. I need to remind you that I'm the one who is your foundation for everything. I didn't save you because I saw good in you. I saved you because of my loving purpose. Praise God. Thank God. We are so prideful. We want it somehow to depend on us. But thank God it doesn't. And the more we go along, the more thankful I am that it doesn't, because I see what's lacking in me. But anyway, so that's his predestination, that we should be holy and blameless. Wow. Can't even say, well, you're guilty of this, you're guilty of that. God's going to take all of that away, has taken it all away. In love, now we get the motivation behind all this. In love, he predestined, he decided our destiny ahead of time. For what? For adoption to sonship. And that, you know, I have to drop this in every time, because we use the word adoption differently than they did. We think of an orphan being adopted officially into a family and becoming part of that family. But this adoption has to do with grown-up sonship, where a man would grow up in a household, and of course he's a child, he has to learn, he has to grow. But there comes a time when that son is presented to society saying, this is my son, I give him full authority to act as an adult in my name, I stand behind him. Isn't that where God's going with this? When God gets through with this, he is going to absolutely present us to all creation and to a brand new creation. These are my sons and daughters. I grant them full authority to exercise the dominion that was part of my purpose in the beginning over a brand new beautiful creation. Every one of them has a place, and they are fully authorized to act in my name. Can you imagine being brought to a place where that'll happen and we won't mess it up? Because he's changed us from the inside out. We are brand new. Praise God. What a purpose this is. Wow. Okay. So the adoption of sonship through Jesus Christ, again, the means by which that happens. Now, what's this in accordance with, in agreement with what? His pleasure and will. We didn't think this up. This was his plan. Before the foundation of the world, before he created anything, before he said, let there be light, he said, I see Carl, I see Kenny, I see Mildred, I see all these ahead of time. I know all about them. I know every hair that will ever grow on their heads. They're mine. I love them. I have an eternal purpose for them, and I'm going to make it happen. Man, I want to be part of that, don't you? I want to be part of something that's real, because this world is full of fear and uncertainty. But thank God. All right? In accordance with his pleasure and will. It's what he wanted and what he decided, and he's able to make happen. To the praise of his glorious grace. Now, grace, again, is more than just an attitude. It's a power that literally is at work. His glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We have it. My God, do we live in that? Every one of us is going to all the time run into things where we just aren't all that he wants us to be. We struggle with it. But how many times do we do like that song that Brother Jim down in Florida used to sing about, blowing another day instead of coming to him right then and saying and believing his promise and his provision. We don't have to wallow in defeat. We don't have to earn our way back into his favor. We just need to come with an honest heart, a repentant heart, and say, Lord, cleanse me, help me. Help me to move forward. But Lord, I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus that we just sung about this morning. Thank you for that power that gives me a basis to have hope this morning. Thank God. I don't have to wallow in all that I am not. I can glory in all that you are. Wow, that's worth everything, isn't it? You want to live for something else? All right, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance, in agreement with the riches of God's grace that he grudgingly poured. Wait a minute. He lavished on us. Wow. It's like there's no end to what he's able to do in the face of our need. Thank God. All right. With all wisdom and understanding, he's got it all. He knows everything. He understands everything. He made known to us the mystery of his will. Now, that word mystery is often used, particularly in the New Testament. And what it basically means is something that is true, but man cannot discover it on his own. I don't care who you are, whether you're Plato or Aristotle or whoever. Nobody is going to figure this one out. Eye has not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We apply that to heaven, and that's true enough. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. So he's not talking just about that. He's talking about what we're talking about this morning. These are things the natural man cannot figure out or understand. That's why so many people will take this Bible and try to understand it with their intellect. And you're going to make a mess and go in all kinds of directions. We need God to open up the reality of what this book is about. Praise God. All right. Thank God. I believe he's doing that, don't you? All right. So the mystery of his will, wisdom and understanding, he made known the mystery of his will, what he planned, not what men planned, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Praise God. There's going to come a day on God's calendar, it's already set, and there's not a thing the devil can do about it, when everything is going to be complete. We will be gathered to him. Our very bodies will be changed, and that's identified in Romans with this adoption, when he's going to say, this is what I have been doing. This is what this entire age has been about. It's gathering and preparing a family to live with me and to share my glory forever and ever. Praise God. Man, is that something to get involved in and to say, Lord, that's what my life is about? It sure is. Okay? All right, so you've got this fulfillment to bring into unity, all right? In him, in Christ, we were also chosen, having been predestined, our destiny established ahead of time, what? According to or based on the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Boy, you got a lot of important words there. You've got his will, his power, all of that, but the purpose, the sense of this is what it's about, but I'm not just sitting there saying I got this purpose, but I don't know how to do it. He's got a plan. His plan involves us being here this morning together.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.